only thing truckers are interested in is how fast their trucks will go and how far their CBs will reach.
Well, hello, my friends. Thanks for joining me, Jim Campbell, as we talk about everything and anything trucking related. Today, we got to talk about a big event we got coming up. The Earth's next total solar eclipse. It's going to take place this coming Monday, April 8th, 2024. This year's solar eclipse falls on the heels of the one that took place back in 2017. But we're going to get into it in a moment. First of all, please remember, like, subscribe, and ring that bell down below. It'd be much appreciated. Okay, like I said, this upcoming solar eclipse, it's going to have its usual assortment of crazies, doomsayers, you know, conspiracy theorists, you know, that it's the end of the world. You know, it's a second coming. Strange things are going to happen. One of the things that I'm hearing from the naysayers, doomsayers, is that this year's total eclipse is going to pass over from the west to the east, start off Mexico and in Maine. The one that we had in 2017 came up just the opposite way, east to west, and crossed over. Now, the conspiracy is that with those two crossing over at that apex, that point where they cross, something's supposed to go down in that area. But that right where they cross is Carbondale, Illinois. Another one is about, now this swatch, this path is going to be coming up, once again, starting off in Mexico, ending up in Maine. It's about 115 to 120 mile path running up through. And depending on where you are, if you're right in that path called the path of totality, if you're in that path, if you're in that lane, you're going to get to see the total eclipse. Now, if you're outside of that path, you're still going to get to see the eclipse. It's just that based on how far outside from that path you are, you know, the further out you get away from that path, the lesser you're going to see, you know. So you still get to see it, but it'll be a partial eclipse instead of the full eclipse. There's also those out there saying that because of the way the path is moving up, once again, from Mexico ending up in Maine, that it's going to come over through what we call Tornado Alley. And that's going to bring some more storms to that area. And we just had bad storms hit down through Louisville, Kentucky, as well as Jeffersonville, Indiana, flipped over a few trucks. Another one is the path is coming up through. It's going to be crossing over 8 different towns named Nineveh. Now, of those 8 towns, some of them were in the total eclipse path, and some are outside, you know, of the path, but they're like right there. But the other naysayer, doomsayer, conspirator, whatever you want to call them, is that because it crosses over or close to 8 different towns named Nineveh, that something's going to happen. Now, Nineveh is a biblical name of a town. Now, the path of totality for this full solar eclipse is going to cut a swash, once again, starting in Mexico, running through Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Kentucky, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. It's a path that, once again, is about 115 to 120 miles wide coming up through. Now, Indiana, the state of Indiana, has already declared a state of emergency starting with April 6th and ending on April 10th. Now, it's a state of emergency, but it's more to garner their resources and have everybody on alert. They're right now not shutting any roads down or limiting roads like you would for national disaster or something. but they're just putting everybody on guards what they're doing. But state of Indiana did declare a state of emergency over that time period because they're worried about the massive crowds coming in and so forth. And there's a couple counties over in New York that did also, you know, state of emergency has already come in. And that's Wayne County and Essex County over in New York, along with Niagara Falls on the Canadian side, has also already called a state of emergency for April 8th. So, but it only stands to reason that there's going to be a big influx of tourists to the area. So, and the bit of advice that I would give is don't be on the road during that time period. I put in here a time schedule that, depending on where you're at, it shows about what time the eclipse is going to be coming through that area. Now, if you're anywhere near this thing, park. It's only going to be coming through start to finish maybe over the course of 4 hours. Use that for your dinner time, nap time, play time, whatever. But don't be on the road during this. On the chart that I'm including, it'll show what time it's going to hit the partial area before, which is, you know, on the way to the path of totality, where, you know, but look at the beginning of the partial where it begins, and then off to the far right, you're going to see what time it leaves the total path and what time it leaves the partial path. So to get the whole range, you need the beginning of the partial when it first enters the area, and you need to get the end partial, because that's the most wide time frame of where it's going to go through, and that's what you're looking for. Now, if you happen to be right in the path of totality, it's going to be pitch dark. The temperature is supposed to fall like 10 degrees, bap, in a heartbeat right now. So, and if you figure, if you happen to be going through that area when this happens, and there's any kind of weather with a 10 degree quick drop like that, you don't know what you're looking at right now. But anyway, I wouldn't want to be on the roads out there, because you're going to have some goofy four-wheelers out there that are, has a look up at the same time trying to drive and look up at it, or the ones out there that have forgotten totally about it and look right at it, or pull over real quick, or get blinded, or get scared. Whatever the case is, it's not worth it being out there over that time frame dealing with, you know, what you'd probably be dealing with on the highway. Let the traffic do what it's going to do. Let the crowds do what it's going to do. You know, it's better being safe than sorry, you know. Don't look at this thing, you know, with the naked eye. You might not go blind on the spot, but it's going to seriously hurt your eyes. You know, if not now, down the line, it will damage your eyes. Secondly, regular sunglasses don't work. Regular sunglasses, I don't care how dark they are, they do not work. You need special glasses to look at this eclipse. And you can buy them at Walmart. Well, it's too late to get it at Amazon. I ordered mine off Amazon, and it was like 12 to a pack for $20, you know. So they're cheap. But you can get them Walmart, Lowe's, Home Depot. I'm sure that, you know, other places be selling them as well. But those three big chains, I know they're going to have them, you know. But get them now instead of waiting to the last minute when, you know, supplies are running low. So, but get them now so you have them. Remember, you got to have them. Regular sunglasses don't work. Okay, my friend, be careful out there. Take care. Remember to like, subscribe, and ring that bell. I really appreciate it. Thanks. Take care. Bye.
I can hardly wait till I'm a trucker.